Something cool coming up in the Northland, like that's a surprise. There's usually a lot of cool stuff coming up in the Northland. But Superior Shorts will be taking to the Teatro stage. It's an evening of short fiction brought to life by local performing artists. It's a collaboration with Zeitgeist, with Superior Shorts, and with the Feminist Action Collection, or a collective rather. Becky Nelson is a member of the Feminist Action Collective. Why can't I get that right? And she has helped to curate this evening of short fiction. Hey, Becky, nice to have you with us.
Good morning, Lisa. It's good to be here.
Maybe a little bit later. I'll actually get the name of your organization right. I'm looking forward to that. So tell us a little bit. This evening is the theme for this evening's works of fiction is identity. Talk about that a little bit. And identity is a big, big term, and how we identify what part of our identity we feel tied to can vary hour to hour, sometimes minute to minute. So talk about that idea as a theme a little bit and what you took into consideration as you started to pull together this evening of performance.
Sure. So you're absolutely correct that identity, what that means to different people at different moments during their day or during their life, varies, right? And some of us have real strong pieces of our identity that we think about every day, and other pieces kind of ebb and flow depending on the circumstances we're in. As we put together the list of stories for this evening, I put it to the Feminist Action Collective group to say, what do you see as a story about identity? And got lots of great suggestions in from the Facebook group. And so from there, looked at what are different ways that we can think about identity. So some of the things about identity are about the authors and their identity. Some of the stories are clearly about people's identity. I think most fiction stories especially, but there's also a piece from Roxane Gay's Hunger, which is a memoir. Those especially, of course, are about identity. But most fiction also, if there are characters, they have an identity. And so there's ways to tie that into a story no matter what. But I really also tried to think about the authors that we were choosing and what different identities they might represent.
When you are a group called the Feminist Action Collective, and when it is the Year of the Woman, do you feel as though you are compelled to pick only female authors or only stories about women, or did you take a kind of a more holistic approach to any story about identity that people suggested, or how did you grapple with that piece?
That's a really good question and an interesting one to think about. I think the group and myself tend to lean towards women as authors, and women being inclusive of anybody who identifies as a woman, not just cis women, but also looking about stories that have either women as central characters or non-binary characters as their central character. So in the last Feminist Action Collective group of stories, one of the main stories was about a character whose gender identity is not clear from the story and is intentionally left open to interpretation. And so that's something that we look at. I don't think there's a conscious effort to not include other types of identity, but the way the group is formed and the purpose of it leads to mostly women as creators and as central characters.
It's going to be maybe the first choice that many members would choose when they're talking about stuff they've read or really have enjoyed, or something that really stuck with them.
That they've identified with, right?
Exactly. So talk a little bit about this idea of, so you find a fabulous story and you say to yourself, okay, we can either cut this down or this is just the right length for the story. How then do you go about finding the right performer for the story?
So I have to give 100% of the credit for that to Kendra Carlson, who's the creator of Superior Shorts. She started this. She has curated some evenings and hosts a lot. But she always picks the performers, or almost always picks the performers, and she does an amazing job of picking the right voices for the stories that are being performed. Yeah, she just does an amazing job. And so I'm not sure what process she uses, other than I know she's very tied into the local theater community here, and so knows a lot of performers. But she also has drawn from, she's an instructor, and she's drawn from former students and other people that she sees in the community who she thinks might have a talent for it.
Fabulous. So from your standpoint, you pick a bunch of fabulous stories and you hand those over to her. And then do you wait till opening night and then you get surprised, or do you get to sit in on rehearsals, or do you sneak into rehearsals in a, maybe a trench coat, glasses, a hat, so no one notices you?
That's what I'm going to try next time, the sneaking in.
The sneaking thing?
Yeah,
okay.
I like that idea.
Okay, I've got some costumes and disguises, if that's helpful.
Perfect,
I'd be happy to share those with you.
Yeah. Normally, I go to rehearsal because it helps me develop. I host when I curate for the Superior Shorts, and so I like to go and hear at least some of the stories. Not everybody is able to do a rehearsal, and not everybody is able to do it at a time when I can be there. And so for tonight, there are some of the stories I haven't heard performed, but I got to listen to a couple of them last night. And so that really is up to the curator, whether or not they want to. One of the stories tonight is by a local author, Tina Higgins Wusso, and she did not go to rehearsal because she wanted to be surprised tonight by the performance of her story. And she is going to introduce it as well. So that
cool.
will be wonderful.
And so the whole time that the story is being performed, you're going to be listening mm-hmm. with all of your attention, but staring at her, maybe with your video camera rolling, just to see how she's reacting to this whole thing.
I'll try not to make her uncomfortable, but yes, I'm very excited to talk to her about what it felt like to hear her own story read aloud on stage.
How many times have you taken part in curating an event like this?
This is my third time curating. So I've done it now twice with the Feminist Action Collective, and then the first time I did it was actually with a friend of mine.
I'm wondering a little bit about surprises. The idea of, it seems to me that the part of what's wrapped up in this unique way of presenting these stories are voices unheard, whatever the theme might be, maybe voices that you haven't heard, performers that you're seeing in a completely different role because they're not acting a part, they are doing a reading, so it's different, and that having a script gives you a lot more flexibility because you're not having to worry about being memorized. And I'm wondering what could be the result if, for example, you had a man come out and read a story. A lot of it, of course, would depend on the story, whether he came across like a character talking about a beloved woman, or whether just the juxtaposition of a man reading a story written in a woman's voice, if that could bring something new. When you talked about mm-hmm. Tina, it got me thinking about surprises.
Yeah.
Do you ever get surprised?
I'm frequently surprised.
Maybe not a really big surprise like that.
Right.
But
I haven't been surprised in that way. I have been really surprised by performers who I did not know the depth of their abilities, especially, as you say, they're reading from a script. And so your expectations that they're acting are a little bit different. But to see what somebody can do with a story that I've read, and I read it in my voice in my head, you know, and had the interpretation of how I thought it was phrased.
Sure.
And there are many times where I will hear a performer read a story and they've interpreted phrases differently, and the intonation that they give it, or the pacing, or even just a facial expression that they make as they're reading, really brings a story to light in a way that I hadn't even thought about it, which is one of my favorite things about going to Superior Shorts.
That was going to be my final question. When you are excited about this project, you're busy working on this project, and people that you know say, let's have coffee, or we need to have a meeting about this and such, and you say, no, I can't, I've got rehearsal, or I'm working on this project, and they say, what is it about? What do you tell them? Because I'm sure you want them to come and see the performance. So what do you lead with? How do you tell them about it in such a way to try to capture their interest?
because I'm me and I'm a very practical person, I always start with, well, it's short stories read on stage live by local performers, which is all the like logistical things. But I mostly talk about like, it's really exciting to do something as a group that we normally do as individuals. And Kendra mentions this in her introduction to Superior Shorts very frequently, that often when we read short fiction, we read it as an individual, you know, in our lounge chair or, you know, at bedtime or whatever. But this is a chance for us all to experience it as a group, like we would a play. And that really changes how it feels to experience the story, and you get to talk to other people about it afterwards. To your point earlier about stories that you wouldn't have heard before, I've heard stories from authors that I'm pretty familiar with or I've heard lots about, and I've heard stories that, like, I've never heard of this author before. I've discovered stories curating for Superior Shorts by authors I never would have come across if I wasn't looking for short stories, which finding short stories that can be read out loud in 10 minutes or so is really challenging.
Yes, because frequently, well, they're written for a story arc. They're not written with performance in mind necessarily.
Absolutely.
And so you're either going to edit heavily and then trust or hope you can trust your own editing, or you're going to just have to say, nah, we got to try to find something that's maybe a little bit shorter.
Absolutely.
So, and of course, book people. Now, are there programs? This is important because book people will need to take notes throughout the evening. They will need to write down the name of every story, the author of every story, so that then they can start ordering the books immediately, looking for the books, and looking for other works by the author, getting more information. So is that information printed someplace, or is there something that you can write under? Do you need to bring your own notebook for this?
This is definitely a bring your own notes situation. So I kind of like that. I like that, like, it invests the audience even more in finding out about the author or the stories, because there is a little introduction to each story where we talk a little bit about the author or why the story was written or when or what the circumstances were. And that can be interesting to people. The story obviously can be interesting to people. And so it's definitely a chance to discover new works. But yes, if you are a person who wants to take notes, you'll want to bring your own pen and paper and write stuff down.
You're going to need to write down the names of the authors and the names of the stories so that then you can go out and do more investigation, because chances are you will find an author or a story or both that you fall in love with, and you're going to need to know more.
Yes,
so,
absolutely.
Book people, be prepared accordingly. Thank you so much, Becky, for coming in this morning. It was really great to have you here, and we'll get a link set up. The show is tonight at Zeitgeist, that's right?
That's correct.
All right, we'll get a link set up so it'll be easy for folks to find out that information. Becky Nelson is a member of the Feminist Action Collective, and she curated or assisted in curating this evening's performance of Superior Shorts. The theme of the performance tonight is identity.